God only knows what I'd be without. God
only knows. My biggest regret was taking a psychedelic drug because it screwed my brain up.
Would you have been able to write the songs that you did, though, if you hadn't taken those drugs?
That's the upside. My brain got more creative. I wish they all could be
California. I wish they all could be California. And it was after taking LSD for the first time that Brian Wilson wrote one of the Beach Boys' most popular songs, California Girls. Here's a sense of what was going through his head.
Bach influenced the rhythm. That's called shuffle. You know, so he hears like, like that. That's shuffle. That's where I learned from Bach.
Why did you want to write a book?
Why? Because I wanted people to know my life story and what I went through, what I learned, what I sang and produced. Round, round, get around,
I get around, yeah. He worked with a ghostwriter, and it's a detailed account, which is quite an achievement, given Brian Wilson is a man of few words. I've got to ask you, how much do you remember?
I remember quite a bit. Yeah.
And there is a lot to remember. From the hits of the early 60s about cars, girls, and surfing. Let's go surfing now, everybody's. Brian Wilson created the soundtrack to the Californian dream. But it took its toll. At the age of 22, he had his first breakdown. And he's frank in the book about the mental illness he suffered since then.
Because I didn't want people to think I was a liar. I wanted people to know that I told the truth.
You talk about the voices that you hear in your head.
Auditory hallucinations. I hear them, every day. It's more or less a mumble thing. It's not as much clear. It's not the words. It's just the sounds they make in my ear.
You say in the book, though, that they threaten to kill you sometimes.
Right. Yeah, they threaten me that, yeah.
So how does he get rid of them?
I yell. I say, stop it! And like that, they stop. Ba 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 ba.
But in the old days, at the height of the Beach Boys' fame, those voices were harder to silence. One reason, says Brian Wilson, why he never felt comfortable playing live with the band.
It just makes you feel a bit nervous to go on stage and have all those people like cheering at you and stuff like that.
Given you don't like performing live, why at the age of 74 are you still touring?
Well, because there's nothing else to do with my time in my life, you know. So I decided just to stay on the road and just keep plugging away.
Nobody's forcing you then?
No.
Good vibrations, take one.
And turn the clock back 50 years.
Let me hear the organ.
And that break from the stage gave Brian Wilson the time and space to experiment in the studio.
Another stop, please.
To see how far he could push the limits of how a pop song should sound. And the result was a new burst of creativity.
Let's go again, please.
Including his masterpiece, Good Vibrations.
I'm a perfectionist. And the way the sunlight plays. It took about 3-4 days to write it, but it took about 6 weeks to produce it. I'm picking up good vibrations.
She's giving me the excitation. Brian Wilson is currently working on an album of rock and roll classics, but he hasn't ruled out contributing his own new material.
I think I can write rock and roll. I don't know when. Maybe by the end of the year. So hoist up the John B. sail.
See how the mainsail set. So after an extraordinary life making music, how would Brian Wilson like to be remembered?
As a good singer.
And how good a singer do you think you are?
At this point?
Yes.
About average.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I feel so broke up, I wanna go home.